Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Wearing a mask in the backseat of a black SUV, President Trump today took a short, last-minute motorcade ride to wave to his supporters outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he's hospitalized. This according to White House spokesman Judd Deere. Deere said Trump has now returned to the medical center, but the trip was highly unusual. Normally, a pool of reporters travels with the president everywhere he goes, but White House reporters had already been dismissed for the day, and they weren't given a warning other than the short video posted to Trump's Twitter account at roughly the same time of his trip. Meanwhile, his doctors say he could be discharged as soon as tomorrow. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, the president's medical team says he is up and well as he continues treatment for COVID-19.
The president's physician, Sean Conley, says that President Trump was treated with a steroid called dexamethasone after a drop in his oxygen levels on Saturday. Conley says that though the president's oxygen levels dropped some, he did not feel shortness of breath. Conley and other members of Trump's medical team say that if things continue to go well, Trump may be able to return to the White House on Monday to continue a 5-day course of remdesivir as well as other treatments. Juana Summers, NPR News.
Now that several Republican senators have tested positive for the coronavirus, Senate Democrats are demanding hearings on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee be postponed. Two of those senators are on the Judiciary Committee, the first place where Judge Amy Coney Barrett will face questions from lawmakers. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has suspended operations on the Senate floor for 2 weeks, but says judiciary hearings will go on as scheduled. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer says if it's not safe for the Senate to meet in session, it's not safe for the hearings to go forward.
There is no reason on God's green earth why these shouldn't be delayed other than an effort to rush a witness through in an inadequate hearing where people can't even see the witness face to face.
Those hearings are scheduled to take place October 12th. Wildfires in California this year have now burned more than 4 million acres. That's a record. And NPR's Joel Rose report, it's a grim milestone.
More than 16,000 firefighters are still battling nearly two dozen blazes across California, including the massive Creek Fire north of Los Angeles and the Glass Fire, which exploded in size this week and now threatens tens of thousands of homes north of the San Francisco Bay. California wildfires have already scorched an area bigger than the state of Connecticut. Virtually all of that damage has occurred since the middle of August, when five of the six largest fires in state history erupted. Scientists say climate change has made much of the West Coast drier, meaning the trees and other plants are more flammable. Wildfires in Oregon have burned more than 1 million acres this year as well. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Voters in the South Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia have decided against independence from France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports at 53%, that margin was tighter than in a referendum 2 years ago.
In 2018, 56% of voters chose to remain part of France. New Caledonia became French in 1853 under Emperor Napoleon III, Napoleon Bonaparte's nephew and heir. The archipelago, some 2,000 miles east of Australia, was used for decades as a prisoner colony. French citizenship was granted to all Kanaks in 1957. The referendums are the final steps of a process that started 30 years ago after years of violence that pitched pro-independence activists against those wishing to remain part of France. As part of France, New Caledonians enjoy a higher level of prosperity with French government aid, investment, and health care. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The iconic Franco-Japanese fashion designer, famed for his jungle-infused designs and aesthetic featuring global travel, has died. Kenzo Takada was 81 years old. His family says he died from complications of COVID-19. And although he had been retired from his house since 1999 to pursue a career in art, he remains one of the most respected fixtures of high Paris fashion. Since 1993, the brand Kenzo has been owned by the French luxury goods company LVMH. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. S&P 500 futures contract up about 0.5%.